Everyone knows him as old folks. Like the seasons, he'll come and he'll go, just as free as a bird and as good as his word. That's why everybody loves him so. Always leaving his spoon in his coffee, puts his napkin up under his chin, and that yellow pop pipe, it's so mellow, it's right. But you needn't be ashamed of him. In the evening, after supper, oh, what stories he would tell. How he held that speech at Gettysburg for Lincoln that day. I know that one so well. Don't quite understand about old folks. Did he fight for the blue or the gray? For he's so diplomatic and so democratic, he'll never come right out and say. Always know where to find old folks. When there's some little chore he can do at the old livery stable, whenever he's able, he's pitching the shoes with Lord knows who. Then he meets the late train at the station, sits and whittles when it's overdue, while they're sorting the mail every night without fail. He's sneaking a little nip or two. Every Friday he'll go fishing way down on Buzzard's Lake, but he only hooks a perch or two, a whale got away. So we warm up the steak. Someday there'll be no more old folks. What a lonely old town this will be. Children's voices at play will be still for a day, but they take old folks away. Children's voices at play will be still for the day, but they take old folks away.